West Georgia's first news for your Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, a growing number of schools across the country are at least having the conversation about changing their cell phone policies amid increasing concerns and research showing how they can negatively affect the mental health of younger children and teens. After trading texts with Carrollton City Schools Superintendent Dr. Mark Albertus on Monday, it does not appear there will be any major changes to the student cell phone policy on the Carrollton City Schools campus for the coming year. Albertus acknowledged that he is aware of and understands the discussions being had over student cell phone use on campus. And he says, while we recognize the potential distractions that cell phones can pose, we also see their value as educational tools in the classroom. Our goal is to strike a balance that allows students to benefit from technology while also maintaining a focused learning environment. He said strong leadership and strong teachers are key as usual. Albertus says at Carrollton City Schools, one of our top priorities is preparing students for the real world, which involves teaching them to navigate technology responsibly and effectively. Well, 2 weeks after Villarica City Council voted to hit the pause button on what is now called the Villarica Parkway Project, the city's mayor, city council, and city managers are scheduled to publicly discuss and consider a resolution on the future of that project during a special called meeting Wednesday morning. The decision to pause the project came after a number of residents living on the east side of the Carroll County portion of Villarica challenged the ethics and motives of several council members and current and former administrators and threatened protests outside council members' homes, businesses, and churches, as well as threatened efforts to recall their elected positions and possible legal action. City Council members said they agreed to pause the project to give city officials time to look for alternative routes for the proposed connector and give the residents in the potentially impacted neighborhoods the opportunity to clarify what proposed improvements or changes to their neighborhoods they actually want and how the projects would affect their own properties. Wednesday morning's meeting will also be the first public meeting since City Council voted to terminate the contract of City Manager Tom Barber with the effective date of July 1st. Former Villarica Mayor Jeff Reese has been working with Barber during his last 2 weeks in office, and Reese will take over as city manager on an interim basis beginning Monday. And gospel and blues music and fireworks are on tap in the City of Gold this coming Saturday for day two of the three-day Thomas A. Dorsey Birthplace and Gospel Heritage Festival. Gospel music will be performed at the Mount Prospect Church starting at 3. At 6:30, the action shifts to the Mill Amphitheater for a Saturday night blues show. There will be barbecue and other vendors on site. Afterward, the skies will be lit by a spectacular fireworks show. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington reporting.